Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
He's our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Mara Steep. As you're improving our mental fitness today.
This week, I actually thought I'd put mind games itself on the chopping block here. We're talking about brain games. It's been a big move in the past 5 years in particular to have electronic brain games. So they're like video games for adults. And the idea is that it helps to stimulate your brain activity and increases your memory and increases your cognitive functioning. So I thought we'd put mind games itself on the chopping block and have a look at how effective these are. Scientific American did a recent study on the effectiveness of brain games and actually found that besides the fact that they're a little bit expensive and they're driven by marketing and a few other things, they can actually improve your short-term memory and your cognitive ability. But, however, what they found was that the results of this were actually somewhat limited in that you can only increase and improve your cognitive ability up to a level, which they call the kind of ceiling effect. So you can improve it, but you can't go from me to genius. You can't actually extend beyond your actual ability that you have. So there's some other things that you can kind of do. What they found is that that your brain, and in particular your hippocampus, the place that stores the memories and creates memories, is continually creating brain cells each and every day for us to use. But over a month, if these cells aren't actually used, they start to dwindle and die off and we have less access to them. So what they found that we can take without the expensive brain games is just the very process of learning new things and keeping our brain active. It's the use it or lose it principle. If you use your brain to as much capacity as you can, then you're more likely to retain the knowledge that you've got and your cognitive ability. If you don't use it, then your brain starts to dwindle. So learning new things are really good. Again, exercise and socialization, talking with people, I've actually found are really, really helpful as well because they're using different parts of your brain. Even when you exercise, your brain is used. So if you're exercising regularly, you're keeping that part built up. Your brain can always be rewired, so learning new things, learning a language, learning something for the sake of learning, attending a new course are all good ways to improve and increase your brain's ability and have flow-on effects in terms of what you remember and everything else. So some of the things we talk about on mind games here might actually be doing this for you as well. So practice them, and I'll see you next week.